First story comes from producer Jay Allison. His father used to record the family's Christmas dinner, which provided the inspiration for this story, originally broadcast on All Things Considered in 1997.
Every year, my father would go get Uncle Sam at the Delaware State Hospital and bring him home for Christmas dinner. Toward the end of the meal, Sam would become agitated and begin to tremble. He'd rush to my father's side and whisper to him. When Dad answered, Sam would nod his head over and over, his eyes focused on the rug. After we finished dinner, Sam, my father would say. Okay, right-o, Peter, right you are, Sam would answer, nodding.
Good evening. It gives me great pleasure to introduce Samuel Gregory Hope, who is with us this evening.
When dinner was done, Sam would go to the head of the table and stand. He was over 6 feet 5 inches tall, almost as tall as my father. Dad would hand him a beer bottle or a candlestick to hold like a microphone. Sam liked to sing as though we were on the radio.
We will all enjoy hearing Mr. Hope's voice in a special Christmas broadcast, 1961.
Once in a while, Dad gave Sam a real microphone and recorded him on the old woolen sack.
Now, Mr. Hope, I will turn the loudspeaker over to you. Deuce to hear the sounds which you are about to produce, to hear the sounds which you are about to produce.
All right. Yeah. In a lower key, all right?
Okay,
won't you sit down? You make me nervous.
I'm sorry.
Your father makes me nervous. All right. Are ready?
They grew up on a farm in rural Virginia. Sam followed my father everywhere. He would show up on my father's dates. He shadowed him around town. Dad once said that he was sometimes embarrassed by his retarded older brother and tried to give him the slip, running away to hide in the fields before going to town alone. Eventually, Sam became my father's responsibility. He lived in halfway houses or institutions all his adult life. Dad set things up for him, gave him what he needed, and took care of his problems, which were many. When Sam died, my father took him back home to Virginia. Someone else owns their old farm in Orange County now. My father doesn't like to trespass, so once in the pasture, he wants to be done with it. He walks along the creek, face forward, sprinkling Sam's ashes from the urn. But there's a wind that day, and it won't let the ashes rest. It lifts them up instead. My father looks around, sees Sam's ashes blowing toward him, and in an effort to avoid them, starts to trot away, slowly at first, still emptying the urn behind him. The wind picks up and carries Uncle Sam. He rises in a cloud. Dad turns again, sees him gaining, and speeds up. He favors his bad leg, but he's running hard now, Uncle Sam right behind him, following him through the fields where they grew up. When it was over, my father drove the station wagon back to Delaware with the empty urn on the front seat.
Thank you, Mr. Hope, in all the long history of the Delaware Avenue Music Hall.
When Sam finishes, we all clap for him. He bows his head. He's not humble, but appreciative. Pretty good, huh, Peter? He says to his little brother when he looks up. Yes, Sam, pretty darn good. Want another one? Why, sure, Sam. How about Silent Night?
Now with the Christmas season upon us, we have an appropriate song.
Silent Night, Holy Night.
Across the dinner table, I watch. Sam's eyes are closed, his chin held high, lit from underneath by the candles on our Christmas table. Then, as he sings, his eyes open, fixing my father, asking him something. My father meets Uncle Sam's gaze and nods, the two of them loving each other, locked in brotherhood.
Sleep in a heavenly peace, sleep in a heavenly peace.
Jay Allison is a longtime journalist and documentary producer for public radio and television.